This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
What we are confronting here is an evil ideology. It is not a clash of civilizations. All civilized people, Muslim or other, feel revulsion at it.
Prime Minister Tony Blair speaking earlier today in London. NPR's Anthony Kuhn joins us from London now with the latest in the investigation into last week's terrorist attacks that killed 55 people and injured many more. Anthony, thanks for being with us.
Sure, Scott. Good morning.
And Egyptian authorities detained an Egyptian biochemist in Cairo, I believe, whose bathtub in Leeds, England, showed traces of explosives. And now today we're hearing more about arrests in Pakistan. How can you fill us in on that?
Well, the latest on the Egyptian biochemist is that the interior minister has said that there's speculation that he was connected with al-Qaeda, but that is groundless. Now, what's happening in Pakistan is that they've detained about at least six people now, four in Faisalabad and two more near Lahore. And this is in connection with a 22-year-old Leeds resident named Shahzad Al-Tanweer. And his family has said that he had gone to Pakistan last year and the year before. And security agents in Pakistan have been questioning people at madrasas or religious schools about Tanweer's visits there, and they say that some of the madrasas were connected with a group called Jaish-e-Mohammed, the Army of Mohammed, which had links to al-Qaeda. So they're just trying to find out what he was doing there.
I gather the government has announced more security measures. What do those include?
Well, the latest things announced by Home Office Minister Hazel Bleers include one offense. It would be a criminal offense to provide or receive training in the use of hazardous substances. In other words, they're concerned about people going to bomb-making camps, terrorist camps, of the sort that British bombers like the shoe bomber Richard Reid attended in Afghanistan. And there have been, you know, a lot of similarities between that case and the current case. Another item they're mentioning is they're trying to widen the scope of things connected to terrorist attacks, inciting terrorism indirectly, acts preparatory to terrorism, things which would make it easier because they just haven't been able to indict a lot of the people they've detained previously.
And we need to ask you about the first funeral of a bombing victim that has been held. What can you tell us about this person?
Yes, we're starting to see the first funeral services for victims killed in the bombing. They've just been released from the coroners. Yesterday was the funeral of a young woman, a 20-year-old bank clerk named Shahara Islam. And this young woman has been all over the front pages of the British papers in the past week. She was killed in the number 30 bus blast near Tavistock Square. And in the funeral, the family issued a statement saying she was a simple girl who led a simple life and that the flame of her life has been cruelly extinguished. And we're going to be seeing another funeral in the next couple of days of Susan Levy, another victim.
NPR's Anthony Kuhn in London. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.